You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy, as you already probably know, with Dom, our engineer.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm here, I think.
6 minutes past the hour, sunshine this morning, clear blue skies, looking great out there. 68 for a high, right now it's 52 degrees. And
sunset is at 7:41.
Oh, according to your WMDX watch?
Yes, the weather watch.
The weather watch keeps us on time. Yep. We've got some Brewer tickets to give away coming up shortly.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll let you know when to text to win or call to win. One or the other. All right. What do we got happening this hour? A little bit later on, we're going to... Excuse me.
We got the big story coming up here.
Oh, we
do. Big story? I think we have an intro for that, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's try that out.
Yeah. All right.
The big story.
The big story.
What is your story?
What's the story, John and Gordy?
The big story.
Well, you asked. All right.
Okay.
Well, the big story.
Yeah.
The big story happens to do with the House is launching an investigation into the crime stats in D.C. Finally, they're not really going to do anything. Boy, what a useless house.
Oh, man. They haven't done anything in months.
Thanks for helping out there. We had to look into those crime stats, see if they're correct or not in D.C. Wow, this is really important stuff. I think we're all affected by this. Wow. Okay. I am done with this. I'm almost done with this. Okay. And then, of course, you know, we're dealing with the fact that Trump has signed an executive order establishing specialized National Guard units to address crime in the cities.
Mm.
Seriously? Really seriously? Specialized National Guard units?
What does that mean?
That means that Pete Hegseth, another incompetent, is establishing specialized units in the National Guard that will be specifically trained and equipped to deal with public order issues. All right, just to let you know.
Public order issues.
Public order issues and the Air National Guard as well. They'll be resource trained, organized, and available to assist in federal, state, and local law enforcement in quelling, and get this, in quelling civil disturbances and ensuring the public safety and order whenever it's needed. Well, boy.
Okay.
You know... I wish we had this in the 60s when we were protesting so much. It would have been a lot quieter.
Sure. Yeah. You don't want to disturb anything, you know, your protests.
I mean, you know what this means, right? I mean, this is a militarized state.
Yes.
The country has turned into a militarized state.
Yeah.
And they're going to make sure that everybody is safe. And wasn't there a quote like that, if you trade safety and security...
Oh,
that you get neither.
Yeah, that's an old time quote.
Yeah,
yeah.
But anyway, that's what we've got now, and this is it. I think this story is it for this country for the next 3.5 years.
That's it.
If we can survive, and I don't think it's possible at this point, but if we're gonna get this deep into security, and being told what to do, when to do it, what we can say, what we can't think,
where you can't go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that we might want to say in public may be DEI, for all we know. They have accused DEI of everything in this country as an excuse to just do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another perfect example of that.
Are you, have you heard about this Cracker Barrel controversy?
Yeah,
the Cracker Barrel logo?
Yes.
I don't understand what the controversy, they just changed their logo a little bit, but they got rid of the old guy sitting next to it?
It was a lot. They got rid of the man leaning up against the Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And then they thought, well, let's get rid of the Cracker Barrel too. So they got rid of the character that Cracker Barrel had by removing the man and the Cracker Barrel. So now it's just the lettering, just the logo. That's it. That's it.
And they kind of sharpened up the letters a little bit.
But you see, I don't care. I think it's fine.
Yeah, what's wrong?
I could care. I really don't care. But, of course, Donald Trump Jr. did care, and he said...
Junior? What does he have to do with Cracker Barrel? What does he care about?
He posted, WTF is wrong with the Cracker Barrel. Now, he posted that on X, and then it got, you know, a lot of responses. Yeah. So another person said... I'm feeling like this new logo is ruining my life.
What? Really?
You know, it doesn't take a lot on the right to ruin their life.
Right?
Oh, my God. Okay. And I've got a web wisdom here for you. Let's
on Cracker Barrel?
Yes, yes. This is good. Let's listen to this.
Cracker Barrel has everybody nooses in knots right now. I mean, literally, their crosses are burning. Now, I'm not sure who went into Canva and did this for them, but the people are up in arms. They are thinking about seceding from the nation again. You see how open and bright and spacious it is now? Very live, laugh, love in here. It's almost as if you won't be turned away because of your skin color, but you will be profiled while you're there. Mm-hmm. Now, they will still have their vintage candies like the Sugar Daddies and whatever this whites only candy is. And the people are so upset about this woke remodeling that they're acting as if they said we can play spades and dominoes at the table. Now, I don't know about you, but I rather enjoyed having the Confederate antiques spread throughout the stores, and that way they can stay away from our museums. Now, I'm not sure who Uncle Herschel is, but I know he wouldn't have liked a New York strip or anything. He hated the North. This fall menu they are launching is filled with more microaggressions than a corporate email. Cracker Barrel, by the time Christmas gets here, you better have a candle that smells like racism or they will riot.
Wow. Okay.
Telling it like it is, man. You know, find stuff like that. I know. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Wild. Okay.
I know. These are the big stories, the ones that you just don't get anyplace else, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, should we give away some tickets here? Brewer tickets?
Sure.
What do you think?
Let's do it.
We've got tickets to the game coming up on Thursday, September 4th. Okay.
All right.
All right, if you can go to that game, and it's a 3 o'clock game, I believe. Let's see, is that right? Maybe you can double check.
It doesn't matter.
It matters if you're going to the game. Okay. Why don't you give us a call if you'd like to go to that game? We got a pair of tickets up for grabs, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. The game is the Brewers against the Philadelphia Phillies. Coming up on September 4th, and courtesy of Downdrin's Distilling.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing
great
is...
Great folks there. Yeah.
What I mean by, you know, it doesn't matter. It's great to watch the Brewers. They're having a great season.
Yeah, they won yesterday, which you got a couple of calls there. Dom is fielding our phone calls right now. Is it Charles? Let's go to Charles. Okay. Good morning, Charles.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I am well. How about you two?
Are you calling in to win those Brewer tickets?
Yes, I am.
You are the winner.
Wow.
All right. Just like that. Where are you calling from, Charles?
Milwaukee.
From Oconomowoc, actually.
Okay. Oconomowoc. Very good.
Yes.
All right. Hang on the line here, Charles.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congrats.
Yeah.
That's he's going to the game. Brewers versus Phillies. We'll be doing this again tomorrow and Thursday. And also Friday, we've got a different game for Friday. Okay.
All right. I know we have Dick on the line. We'll go to him in just a few moments here. I want to get to one of the other stories that we have. And this is the Trump administration has, believe this or not, halted construction on a nearly complete offshore wind project near Rhode Island.
This is so crazy.
I know.
It was like, it's like 80% done, isn't it? Something like that?
Is this weaponizing government or what? Come on. Yeah. Huffington Post had this story. The White House continues to attack the battered U.S. offshore wind industry that scientists say is crucial. Anyway, Danish farm developer Ørsted says the Revolution Wind project is about 80% complete, with 45 out of its 65 turbines already installed. And despite that progress, and the fact that the project had cleared years of federal and state reviews, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management issued the order saying that the federal government needs to review the project and address concerns related to the protection of national security interests of the United States.
What?
In other words, DEI. They're not really sure if we really need this DEI wind farm out in the water. So I don't know. Whatever happened, remember, Trump addressed this a few times. He said, we've got to have a balanced energy approach here, right?
Yeah.
This isn't balanced at all. This is just getting rid. I mean, it's there. 45 out of the 65 turbines are there working.
Right now.
Why would they do something? And why would they call it into question? Whose concerns are they? Who are the people concerned about this? The administration. The Dumbos in the administration. That's who are concerned.
Trump doesn't like the looks of them.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want those big windmills. He's always saying they're hurting the birds. They're killing the birds. The windmills.
Yeah. Grinding up the grain into flour. And then, of course, you know, everybody's saying that, hey, we're paying to be a part of owners of Intel.
Right.
We paid into this.
And, yeah.
And Trump keeps saying, no, this is free. Mm-hmm. We paid zero to be a part of this, even though the government has paid $11 billion into funding and grants into Intel chips. Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
let's go to the phones. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to the phones.
We have Dick on the line with a comment or a question. Good morning, Dick. What do you got for us today?
Well, you know, you might be using more fossil fuels, and that's where he wants to go, as opposed to, you know, this wind or solar. Thankfully.
Yeah.
But real quick to Don Jr., and then one other thing.
Yeah.
He's probably suggesting that a real cracker gets put on there for a logo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Me.
Yes.
But this redistricting thing's driving me nuts, too. Somebody asked somebody over the weekend, well, I don't know, maybe it was Vance or some Republican. Anyhow, why is it in these ruby red states like Texas, Missouri, Florida, that you need to do this in the first place? I mean,
right?
You've already got it. But then this person went on and said something to the effect, well, that's because of what happened the last time, and made it sound like what the Democrats did. Mm-hmm. The only thing is, Trump was in power the last time they, you know.
That's right.
So they're with that argument.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really called them on it. They just, you know, kind of went along with whatever.
They keep doing this all the time, blaming Biden for everything, even though Trump was president at the time. Just ridiculous. Yeah.
Dick, thanks for that call.
All right, Dick.
It is 7:19. When we come back, we'll
check. Flag burning.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. And Brittany Merlot right around the corner with a check of the weather on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What a place to go in the throes of summer. You know, the water parks are going to experience a drop-off in...
What?
In swimmers out there. I mean, no one's going to want to go in this cold weather, right?
Oh, well, that doesn't stop.
I'm going to the Dells on Friday.
You are?
I am, yeah, as a family vacation.
Why don't you tell us this stuff ahead of time?
Well, you mentioned it yesterday. weren't paying attention.
All right, I never pay attention. I have a short attention span anyway.
It's going with the family to Noah's Ark.
Oh, yes. And it's going to be cold.
Well, it's not going to be bad by the weekend. Why don't we check in with our weather authority? Brittany Merlot, she knows what's going on.
We got somebody right here.
WMDX meteorologist. Brittany, you know, Dom and his whole family are going to the Dells this weekend. Yeah. What's the forecast for Saturday,
Should
Sunday?
Should they wear wetsuits, I guess?
Yeah, you might want a wetsuit on Friday, maybe Saturday too, but then I think you'll be all right Sunday. Monday looks pretty decent. So you're going to see highs.
Okay.
Yeah, right, low 70s. Friday and Saturday, but it's going to be sunny.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Well, that's good.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
You can do that.
I don't think it's too bad. It's just a little on the crisp side, but the sun will still be out, so that'll still be warming you up. Just, you know, they have the indoor water parks too, so if all else fails,
go inside.
That's true.
Okay, well, what about today? It looks pretty bright and beautiful this morning. What do you think?
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to hit about 70 degrees today. Calmer winds compared to the past few days. We'll get a little slightly warmer tomorrow, mid-70s, but then overnight, a little chance for some sprinkles starts to push through, maybe a rumble of thunder, because another cold front slides in.
Oh.
So we don't stay in the mid-70s for very long. We go back to the low 70s Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Then we'll get the little boost back to the mid-70s for Sunday and Monday. But dry the entire time.
Wow.
Besides tomorrow, overnight, light rain chances, maybe a rumble of thunder.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. We'll take it.
It makes my job pretty easy.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy with the holiday weekend, you know, no complaints. Finally, I'm not the bad guy. It's great.
Good. Good.
Well, so your family takes it out on you because of the bad weather, huh?
Yeah.
They always do.
Yeah,
always.
Now, what water park are you going to?
Noah's Ark.
Okay.
I'm going to Noah's Ark.
You know, they have that pool. Do you ever enjoy that pool where you like grab the ropes or you take a little slide down and... They have an interesting pool where you walk across a rope.
Okay.
You know? Like a ropes course?
Yeah, ropes course.
The water
course.
Park?
Yes.
Sure.
And there's water underneath?
It's really cool. I mean, it's been there all for a long time. They have a concession stand there and tables where people just eat.
Yeah.
And it's really a nice
they got
place
a lot,
to
develop. They got a lot of things. They got the lazy river thing, too.
Yeah, the lazy river.
I love that. Oh, man.
What about the swim-up bars?
Oh, yeah. There you
go. Wait, really?
Yes.
Kalahari, I think, has that. I can't remember who else, but there's swim-up bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so excited.
He's never been to the Dells.
Never.
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 Isn't
that
isn't
time.
It crazy?
No.
Oh, my God.
You're never going to leave now.
No.
We'll see him in the middle of next week.
Exactly. We'll take more days off, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's great up there.
That's so fun. I'm so excited for you. I can't wait to hear all about it.
I will. I'll record myself at the Lazy River, and I'll put it on
That'll
Facebook.
That'd be great.
Okay.
And I'll work on warmer weather. I'll try, but no promises.
All right, Brittany.
All right, Brittany. Thank you.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks, guys.
You have a good day.
Enjoy the day. Yep.
That's our WMDX meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Okay.
And, you know, you should try just down the street from Noah's Ark. They have the fastest go-kart track.
I heard about
the Dells.
That. Yep.
And it is wonderful. They have bridges and everything.
I also heard of that they have a huge mini golf course, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's huge. There's like 90 holes. It's... Okay. You know what? Mini golf is fun.
Oh, boy.
Mini golf is fun.
I'm getting tired now.
Gordy, help me out here. It's fun.
Oh, it's fabulous.
It's a thrill a minute. Mini golf.
We want to once again congratulate Charles of Milwaukee, who was our ticket winner. And again, you can listen during our 7 o'clock hour tomorrow. We'll have more tickets to give away. That is for the September 4th game, Brewers and Phillies. And it is all thanks to our friends at Downdrin's Distilling. That's Downdrin's Distilling. And we appreciate that. Okay.
All right. We'll get to the flag-burning thing at the bottom of the hour, about 7:35. Let's get to something a little bit shorter. I have J.B. Pritzker.
Oh, yeah.
Great comment from him the other day, yesterday. Let's listen to Cut 197 and hear what he has to say about the Trump administration.
Yeah. threatening to any come to Chicago.
Any federal official who would come to Chicago and try to incite my people into violence as a pretext for something darker and more dangerous, we are watching and we are taking names. Donald Trump has already shown himself to have little regard for the many acolytes that he has encouraged to commit crimes on his behalf. Mm-hmm. You can delay justice for a time, but history shows you cannot prevent it from finding you eventually. If you hurt my people, nothing will stop me, not time or political circumstance,
wow,
from making sure that you face justice under our constitutional rule of law.
Yes. And isn't that what I've been saying on the show? I think the Democrats should at least start talking about it, going after the people that are actually breaking the laws.
Right.
Now, Trump can challenge everything in the courts that he wants to, but in the meantime, what they're doing is breaking the law. Mm. And we should go after these people. They have no excuse. Oh, well, Trump told us to do it. No, we're going after you. Mm-hmm. If you want to do this, if you voluntarily love to do this and kiss his ass, we're going after you, and you're going to pay a price for it. And I like J.B. Pritzker bringing that up.
Yes.
It's about time we start talking about it. That will stop them, or at least make them think twice.
Yes. It is 729. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report straight ahead. And then in our next half hour, Barry Levinson from the National Mustard Museum will join us on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX, Madison, Wisconsin.
Who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. 7:35. It's John and Gordy in the Morning, 92.7 WMDX. Sunshine today, highs around 68, right now 52 degrees.
I was just thinking about what Malcolm Nance wants to call Trump, and that is Mad King Donald.
Mad King Donald.
And I think that kind of fits now. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Kurt, who's been waiting on the line for us.
Yes.
Welcome, Kurt.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. I keep thinking, how can we humiliate the hell out of this stuff? I think Pritzker should buy every can of silly string he can get his hands on and equip everybody on the streets with silly string. They don't have to point it at them. They just keep just randomly shooting it around in the air and just in groups and just drive them nuts.
Yeah. That, you know, that'd be a great a weapon,
sillies,
during the protests, right?
Right.
Yeah, I started out with party poppers, but I thought, oh, no, it might sound like a gunshot. So my brain shifted to silly string.
Silly string. Perfect.
I like it.
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, good idea, Kurt. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to come up with something that, that we could call that offensive. Let me see here.
What?
Silly string.
Silly string something or other. Yeah. We need to, again, we got to
workshop that.
Run it around the table.
We'll
get a meeting going. Yeah.
Right. Super.
A little while from now, Barry Levinson will join us, find out the latest that's going on at the National Mustard Museum.
I got to tell you that, you know, the Dems are now, you know, they're getting together. They're putting their heads together.
Are they?
maybe
they're coming up with a strategy?
Maybe somebody's banging their heads together. I'm
against
not quite
the wall,
sure.
Yeah, right?
But now they're saying that the Dems can't play by the rules anymore. Well, no kidding. What do you think?
They can't be bringing a pencil to a knife fight.
That's it.
That's
right
what
there.
The DNC
That's
chair
right.
is
They're
saying.
Sick of this.
Yes.
Well, it's about damn time. You're like 15 years late on this thing. Not, I mentioned this off the air, but, you know, I told my wife a long time ago, I said, you know, we've got to start picking up some of the tactics that the Republicans are using.
Yeah.
She says, no, we're not like that. We're not like that.
When they go low, we go high.
And I said, no, we've got to pick up some of these tactics because you know, we got to fight back. We're not an offensive political party anymore. And we have to turn that around. Now everybody's finally getting the idea.
Yeah.
Now that we're under a dictatorship, a little late, but.
Oh, they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, now they're jumping on the bandwagon.
It's maybe late. Oh, you know. God. Let's hope it's not too late.
Well, I don't know. President Trump has signed an executive order to mandate 1 full year in jail for protesters who burn the American flag, even though the Supreme Court ruled back in 1989 the act is an expression of your First Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, the problem with that is the decision saying that that was okay, a First Amendment right, that was a 5-4 decision.
Uh-huh. So pretty close. Doesn't get any closer than that.
Way too close for the Supreme Court that we have now in power.
Oh, boy.
And I've got this. This was a wisdom that I printed up. I just thought this said it all right here. The Supreme Court found Biden didn't have the authority as president to cut student loans without Congress. Out of the other side of their mouth, they find Trump has the authority to cut the whole government and eliminate entire agencies unilaterally. This court's function was to ensure everything Biden did was struck down as an abuse of authority. But now there isn't any hold on Trump.
Mm.
This is the most compromised, partisan, and unethical Supreme Court in generations.
Yeah.
I thought it was a worthy thought.
Where did that come from? Was that wisdom?
Yeah, it was just a comment from somebody.
Yeah,
they made it into a poster, and then they posted it. Well, now we're doing it, right?
Yes, that's right.
The right wing did all that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah.
They're still doing it.
Might as well.
And by the way, I think Gavin Newsom's doing a great job of using AI images to make himself look like a Superman.
Yeah, he's really been taken off on social media.
Yeah, this is great stuff. In fact, a lot of people now are thinking of him as a person who could run for president.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back then, they were saying, oh, he appeared on too many of those right-wing talk shows, his podcasts. Mm. And we don't want a guy like that.
Well, he's got his own podcast, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing that for a few weeks, maybe a couple of months. I don't know.
So. Well,
all right.
I want to get into a little bit of I think this is an important story to get to, and that is the White House wants to destroy the NASA satellites. Now, we talked about this before, okay, the climate satellites.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right.
But I you know, could we play this cut? I think this is a perfect, this is cut 186. All right, let's play this right here.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
Satellites gone up to the skies.
There you go.
Things like that drive me out of my mind. I watched it for a little while.
All right.
I like to watch things on
So they want to get rid of the NASA satellites because, you know, NASA should be thinking about going into outer space.
That's what they're all about.
Forget right? Earth.
Yeah. You don't need that.
Who needs Earth at this point?
Come on.
These are stupid people. Yeah. Anyway, there's no technical reason to end any of these missions that we have for the satellites. No major failures or cost overruns. The equipment is in space. It's state-of-the-art. But the current U.S. administration wants them gone. This has no apparent reason other than just hiding climate data. And according to the critics, it's illegal. They can't do it.
Right.
But that doesn't stop them. They'll still do it. And, you know, take them down. Take them down? Why not just leave them there, right? These satellites are widely used by farmers.
Yes.
The oil industry should be complaining about this.
Yes. And all the weather. Yeah. The meteorology. Yeah. The
Senate's drafted a 2026 budget explicitly rejects the Trump's administration's proposed earth science termination. They don't want it. Yet the White House is moving ahead with this whole thing. And it's just outrageous to think that we would be doing this, something that doesn't necessarily have to be done. And I think it's, again, owning the libs on this thing. That's the only reason they could be doing this. All right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh. It's exhausting, isn't it?
I am exhausted this morning. I came in really angry.
Well, I know. Yeah, you came in hot. Yeah. Well, you know, John, when you've had a long day like you had yesterday, we had a long day because we had to work, you know, last night.
Long day today, too.
Yeah. You know, the last thing you want to do is make dinner, right?
Right.
I'm going somewhere with this.
All right. Yeah.
See the script I'm holding in my hand? Well, it's a good thing at WMDX, if you're out there, dear listener, and you know you've had a long day, your next meal could be covered by Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie with the chance to win a $50 gift card. Now, all you have to do is head to our site. What's that site, you ask? Well,
yes.
WMDXradio.com. Oh, you know, that site.
That site.
You go there.
Been there,
you
know, done
that. Click on the banner. We'll pick one winner every single week, so there'll be plenty of chances to win that $50 gift card. Now start dreaming of chicken parm or margarita pizzas and breadsticks for your next meal at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Again, it's a $50 gift card. All you have to do is go to WMDXradio.com to enter, and we'll you know, we do this every week, so you have a chance weekly. We clear out the entries at the end of the week, you know, pick out a winner, and then we start all over
again. Love going out there, too. It's great. Okay. Great place to go.
Yeah. Mark is on the phone here with a question or a comment. Good morning, Mark. What do you got on your mind?
Yeah, with the one to get rid of climate science and, you know, predictions of all that.
Yeah.
That I hope with the big hurricane season we're having these days, I hope that, you know, Trump is safely, you know, ensconced in Mar-a-Lago, and Ron Johnson is safely ensconced in his little estate in Florida as well, and that the next hurricane comes through and just flattens both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just...
They're in the eye of the storm. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is will be a self-inflicted wound if in fact there is a hurricane and they're not prepared for it.
So, well, apparently there's another one brewing out there, and you know, there's going to be a whole series of them coming this year because of the warming ocean.
El Niño?
No, that's El Niño. That's off South America.
Has nothing to do with it.
Mark knows everything.
Good.
What is it? Isn't there some kind of frontal system going?
What are you looking at me for? No.
You're the weather man.
Well, I was the weather. I got out of the weather business more than a decade ago.
I know Brittany mentioned something about this.
There is another system that's brewing out
there. All right.
But,
all right.
Yeah. Thank you,
Mark,
for your call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I interrupted and just blew this whole thing.
It's all good.
I'm starting to get giddy.
Just settle down there, buddy.
Okay. We still have a show tonight.
That's all right. That's right. Yeah, we'll be filling in for Pete Schwabe this evening from 6 until 8 p.m., so tune in.
You remember how we were playing all these clips from Hillary, who made all these predictions about Trump being president?
Yeah, now
she was
all
right,
coming
right?
True.
Now, Kamala, the same thing, and somebody posted this. Here's what the headline read. This is out of The Hill. They wrote, Kamala's newest lie, Trump will send the army after you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the guy wrote, who posted it, he says, any updates on this? here's the actual comment from Kamala. This is 191 making that prediction. Let's listen.
Donald Trump intends to use the United States military against American citizens who simply disagree with him. He calls, quote, the enemy from within. America, this is not a candidate for president who is thinking about how to make your life better. This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power.
I guess he was right on every count. And, you know, it seemed almost like, you know, well, it might be an exaggeration.
Far-fetched,
right?
Yeah. No?
No.
He's checked all the boxes.
Yep, checked them all.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, you know, we've been talking about the merch that Gavin Newsom has put out there. I like some of the things he does have at the Patriot Shop.
Oh,
he
really?
Calls it the Patriot
Shop. I like it. Yeah.
He's got all it. By the way, this is good stuff. Soon, MAGA will have a whole new meaning. Mm. Coming soon for your next boat parade. You are very welcome, Patriots. And he has a flag that says, Make America Gavin Again. So there you go.
Really?
Yeah, that changes the whole meaning of that. and he also has, Newsom was right about everything. He's got hats with that on it. He's also got a hat, Trump is not hot. And a T-shirt bearing an image of the governor being blessed by Trump disciples Kid Rock, Tucker Carlson, and the late Hulk Hogan. So okay. There you go.
Wonderful.
That's the merch.
It is 7:48. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Barry Levinson. He's the curator of the National Mustard Museum in Middleton. We'll find out what's happening there. All coming up on John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. This is John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning with Dom as our engineer.
Yeah. 7:52. Highs today in the upper 60s. Beautiful sunshine out there right now. Low 50s. Let's talk to Barry Levinson. He's with the National Mustard Museum in Middleton. Find out what's happening there. Good morning, Barry. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, what's the latest on the National Mustard Museum? I know you had Mustard Day a few weeks back, and what's happening at the Mustard Museum these days?
There? Well, what's happening, we've got a new exhibit on Dijon mustard, and it's a gorgeous exhibit. Admission is free, so there's never admission to the Mustard Museum. So we want everyone to stand by and come visit the Mustard Museum.
Well, I love the Grey Poupon, mustard. And so,
that's a Dijon mustard.
Dijon.
And we've got several Dijon mustards, actual real Dijon mustards. And we also sing the Poupon You fight song.
You want, you care to share the
few lyrics that you could actually put on the air?
Oh yeah. Are you ready?
Yes. Sure, go ahead, sing it.
Okay. On our hot dogs, on our bratwurst, mustard is so cool. Never mayo, never ketchup, they're against the rules.
Hey.
Gleaming gold and mellow yellow, fight poop on you. Fight poop on you, we'll fight and eat some lunch.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was fantastic, right, Barry.
Wow. Now, there are a bunch of different flavors for Dijon, isn't there?
Well, there are. There's regular Dijon mustard, which is invented in France, and is very popular in France. But in terms of Dijon mustard, there's many different styles of Dijon mustard. And by the way, Dijon mustard does not have to be made in France.
Okay.
You could find Dijon mustard really all over the world. So,
does it depend on, now they put white wine in it, is that right?
Not necessarily, because Dijon mustard is made from the brown seed, or similar to the brown seed, and it does not have to have white wine.
Okay.
So that's a misconception.
All right.
Now, I've been to the Mustard Museum, and it's been a little while. It's been maybe a year or so I was there, and it's just unbelievable. How many do you have on display? How many mustards have you collected now?
In the collection, we have over 7,000 different mustards.
Wow.
It's mind-boggling, yeah.
Wow.
It is mind-boggling, and we've been collecting them since 1986.
Uh-huh. Okay, now
you brought this up.
7,000 jars of mustard there. You have walls just lined with mustard.
Yeah.
I know that mustard does get old. What do you do about the aging mustard on the walls?
Well, we collect them.
Good answer.
All right.
Good answer.
Don't let, yeah. Keep now every, the jar and the label.
Now, every year there's a worldwide mustard competition, right? When does that happen?
Yes, there is. And we've been holding that since 1985.
Yes.
Or 1995. And we invite mustard companies from all over the world. This year we had mustards from Japan, from India, really from all over the world, and they compete in 18 different categories.
Wow.
So mustard is not at all a one-dimensional condiment. So we've got Dijon mustard, we've got yellow mustard, American yellow mustard, we've got Dijon mustard, we've got all kinds of mustards in categories. And then every year, there is a grand champion. In the past, we've had mustards from France that win the Grand Champion Award. We've had mustard from Argentina. This year, it was, mustard from Finland. Hmm. So mustard is universal.
Let me ask you a question here. What about Polish mustard? What makes that so different, so special?
Hmm. Well, it's made in Poland, obviously.
Is that really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There are Polish mustards are made in Poland. It's interesting because you can find so-called Polish mustard made in the U.S. as well.
Yeah.
Called Polish mustard. But the company that owns it also makes German mustard, and it's the same thing. It depends on where it's sold. If it's sold in German mustards, in German neighborhoods, it's called German mustard. If it's called Polish mustard, it's sold in Polish mustards, Polish neighborhoods.
I gotta tell you, my wife is a big fan of Coop's Dusseldorf. She said it tastes just like the mustard in Germany.
Yeah. Okay.
It does. And there are great German mustards. And by the way, the word for mustard in Germany is Senf. And it makes no sense to me. But
okay. All right. Well, Barry, good to talk to you. For people that have never been to the National Mustard Museum, it's free admission, right?
Yeah.
And what are your hours?
It is. So please come to the museum. It's a non-profit. And it's separate from the gift shop, but everyone is welcome.
Yeah.
So come visit the Mustard Museum.
Very good, Barry.
Mustardmuseum.org.
Yep.
And it's in Middleton, Wisconsin.
Yep, 7477 Hubbard Avenue. All right, Barry, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah. And
just down the street from where I live.
That's it. Yeah, stop in and see John Peterson, too. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Thank you, Barry. Okay, that's going to do it for us. Tomorrow, Mike McCabe will join us.
And join us tonight.
Yes.
Fill in for Pete Schwab.
Have a great day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.